This recording, Jiangsu 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a suitable private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That air was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then he put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a girl waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful breed. Before long, that its ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the girl's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her. Finally, he administered her. His efforts were not futile. In no time, the girls began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the girls, he wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. He remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair piece for a cure. My hometown is Taixing. It is very beautiful, and my family has 5 people: me, my father, my mother, and my grandfather and mother. I was grew up in Taixing, and when I was a student, I liked my school life very much. And I start to learn English about 14. Okay. 孔子说：“学而时习之，不亦乐乎？有朋从云方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”孔子说：“是先莫修，因日必之修。”是为孔子有文学，孔子说：“君子小节，是口子能给吃的，子之出马都能给饲养，不进后日必富。”孔子说：“食之受日，攻其守有，察之守言。”人饮守节，人饮守节。